You're listening to episode 1782 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Teenage celebrity crush, who was yours? We've been asking all morning. And I mean, I will give you, we had the guys answered first. I'm just going to say, I started it with Susan Day. The Partridge Family. Nobody said David Cassidy, which is kind of interesting.
No way. Mm.
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Bunch of guys said that. Linda Carter, Olivia Newton-John, Valerie Bertinelli, Jan Smithers from WKRP, Brooke Shields.
Really? And her eyebrows?
Her unibrow.
You know Valerie Bertinelli had to be in there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Tom Cruise, Mickey Dolenz, and Davy Jones.
Really?
Yeah. Sean Cassidy. You were going to say Sean Cassidy? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's somebody said Sean Cassidy.
Donny Osmond. No one said Donny Osmond?
Nobody said Donny.
What?
Yeah, Donny was on the cover of Tiger Beat. And what was it? Oh, 45 magazine? Does that sound right? 45? There was something.
I just remember Tiger Beat.
Something that started with a 5.
Anyway. My best friend, Becky.
Yeah.
We had those see-through binders.
Right.
And she had Donny Osmond in hers, and I had Sean Cassidy in mine.
Okay.
My other childhood crush. My very first one was Kent McCord.
Oh, well, yeah, we know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then my other one, Randolph Mantooth.
Yeah. Well, we all know who my today crush is. One of my today crushes.
Halle Berry.
So but who would be your today crush?
Who was your first love crush?
Well, no, it was actually Susan Day. I mentioned that earlier
but
on the show.
But after that.
But it was Stevie Nicks.
There you go.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks. I told my wife, I tell everybody this. Stevie Nicks was my first love.
Yes.
I've got her picture on the wall right behind you. Right there.
I know you do.
I look at it every morning. Mwah. Mwah. Stevie. Love you, babe. Anyway. Who's your crush today, celebrity crush?
Well, you know, from the hotness, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron, yeah. And I think most women would say that about Zac.
And there's always been the Richard Gere and Hugh Grant thing.
Yeah.
Richard Gere and Pretty Woman. Dang, man.
Dang, that was 30 years ago.
In a suit.
Can you believe that? 30 years ago. It's time for the Who Cares News. You were just a little pup 30 years ago. I can't believe you were any older than about 10, right?
Try 25.
Still a pup.
to be a pup again.
To be a pup. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
The shock fell around the world this morning in the dancing world. Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews have been sacked from Dancing with the Stars.
What? No.
After 127 seasons.
I think it feels that way anyway.
The host and co-host of America's biggest ballroom dancing show have
been
dismissed.
Wait a minute. It's the only ballroom dancing show.
Well, whatever.
Biggest what? My butt.
I used to work at a hospital, I would work the evening shift, the overnight shift. You walk down the hallways, because things would kind of echo.
Yeah.
And they may be really sick.
Yeah.
But by golly, they could watch Dancing with the Stars. It was on, I would say, 80% of the TVs.
Oh my gosh.
And you knew that you hoped that you got their vitals done and their meds done before that.
Yeah, because don't bother them in the middle of dancing.
Man.
Oh no.
No reason was given for their dismissal.
Really?
Perhaps ABC is moving in a different direction. God forbid they might say, right, it's going to be Ryan Seacrest that'll take their place.
Oh no, it might be. Oh my God. Help us all. Ryan and Kelly. Oh no. You know what? That is absolutely possible. We should start a pool. You got $5. It doesn't matter. They're on opposite seasons. Not like they're doing this now. Can you imagine Dancing with Stars Zoom? There's not going to be any Dancing with the Stars for a while. And Dancing with Masks. Yes, I rest my case.
With the Stars with Masks.
I'll take Ryan and Kelly for $5. Call my bookie.
Tom graciously tweeted yesterday, breaking the news to his adoring fans.
Yeah.
That Dancing with the Stars was, quote, the most unexpected gift of my career.
What, not America's Funniest Home Videos? No? That's the real show right there, by golly. AFB?
AFB.
AFB,
yes.
AFV has not been the same since Saget quit. Saget was the dude. Remember when it first came out?
Yes.
Saget was the dude. Nobody said John Stamos.
No,
this
John
morning.
Stamos.
Nobody said John Stamos.
John Stamos. I have a list.
Yeah, the ER guys. You know, Noah Wiley was, George Clooney.
Is he a crush, really?
Nah,
I don't know.
I think after, he was a hunk of meat.
He's
so
still
was
a hunk.
Patrick Dempsey.
He had Patrick Dempsey, yeah.
The other guy.
McSteamy.
Eric Gray. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow, we've just like blown through all of the dudes. Halle Berry.
Who was in Mamma Mia?
Pierce Brosnan!
Yeah. Dang,
Pierce Brosnan.
Remington Steele.
James Bond.
Yes, James Bond. Don't I like
with Halle
James
Berry.
Bond.
With Halle Berry. Yeah. Doesn't get any better than that.
So one person asked if it meant that Tom was finally becoming a contestant, and he said, no.
Can you imagine Bruno tearing into Tom Bergeron? That was atrocious.
Bill Nye could have done better.
Bring back Bill Nye. With a mask.
As he's crawling across the desk.
Did you see how I pranced? With a mask.
Pranced well.
I'm Bruno today.
Bruno would be proud. When you're Johnny Depp and you're suing a British tabloid for defamation.
Oh, God.
And you have some history with an ex, you got to be man enough to take all the embarrassment like a man.
Oh, my God.
Which Johnny seems to be doing in his court case against the Sun.
Here's the deal. The stories that he's telling are the same stories that they put on the cover that he's suing them for. This doesn't make any sense to me. Why is he suing these people? All the stuff that he's telling them about is so bat crap crazy that it's like, well, of course they put that on the cover.
The sad thing is I actually believe it.
That he's being defamed or that he did this stuff and is crying wolf.
I don't know. Come to think of it, I don't know. I take back what I said.
She's taking it back.
All right, so.
Taking it back. You heard
like
that.
The story he told yesterday when Amber Heard kicked him for losing $750 million.
I would kick him for
I believe
million.
That.
Yeah, I would believe that. Okay.
Or when she withheld his meds, which I actually believe
I
that.
I believe that too.
Or seeing photos of yourself passed out with ice cream seeping all over your pants.
That is true because it's out there. We've seen it.
Okay. Good times, Johnny.
Good times. Oh my God.
Can't wait to hear more.
Oh, we will. We will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, with that, we're out of here.
What? We told Johnny on this actual newscast, not to do it.
Don't do it, Johnny. Don't
he
do
said,
it.
He said, no, Johnny, no.
He did it anyway.
He didn't listen.
He did it anyway.
And so look at him now.
I know. He's $750 million poorer than he was, that's for sure.
And a bruised shin.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.